Oasis Audio presents The Stubborn Father, The Amish Millionaire Part 2 by Wanda E. Brunstetter and Jean Brunstetter. Read for you by Rebecca Gallagher. Chapter 1. Charm, Ohio.
That son of mine can sure get under my skin, Eustace grumbled, pacing the living room floor. Never once had Joel apologized for the hurt he'd caused his family by leaving the Amish church. Even worse, he only came around whenever he wanted something and didn't act interested in being part of their family. With the exception of Eustace's 8-year-old grandson, Scott, Joel had hardly spoken to anyone during his visit here tonight. It would have been nice if Joel had actually stayed the night and the two of them could have visited like any normal father and son. But no, Joel had to let his temper get the best of him and stormed out the door.
Guess I can't blame him, though. Joel was upset because I wouldn't loan him $25,000.
Eustace frowned.
It was a lot of money to ask for, an amount Joel would probably never pay back.
It wasn't because Eustace didn't have adequate funds in the bank. He had more than enough to loan Joel.
But if I'd given it to him, what would it teach my selfish son? He has to learn responsibility sometime in his life. After all, he's 26 years old.
Eustace stopped pacing and stared at his wife's old rocking chair, empty and void without her.
This is your fault, Effie.
He pointed at the chair as if she were sitting there.
Our son has become ungrateful for everything we've done for him.